The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. It's a Monday. Gosh. Monday, April 16th. Uh-oh. It's coming. Coming fast. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. News is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great service. Their walk-in humidor has expanded and got even more great, great items in there. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you doing? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a very good weekend, quite the mixed bag of as far as the weather is concerned. And that mixed bag continues. It looks like the winter's last gasp is upon us. Showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm here in the Reading area. Cloudy and a low around 41 overnight. And looks like tomorrow's high will be, or today's high will hit about 57. Rain off and on, scattered showers tonight, increasing clouds, and more showers likely on Tuesday. And right now in Reading, we are at 45 degrees. We're going to check the lake levels very shortly here. But this is all brought to you by our good friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Wow. I just heard, are you looking that up right now?
Yeah, trying to.
The Gunnery Sergeant Emery, who is, we all knew him as Emery, but he was the drill instructor in Full Metal Jacket, and then went on to a very successful career in TV and movies and commercials and all types of things. Was it R. Lee or
Ronald Lee Emery?
R. Lee Emery, right?
Yep. Was born March 24th, 1944, and died on Friday, Saturday. Saturday.
What of what did they say?
Just after an extended illness.
Okay. I've seen him a couple of times and, you know, in the last year, just on TV. And he didn't look as well as he did. And he's been going to a number of different, he goes to a number of different shows. He shows up there and he makes appearances. But this guy was the epitome. When he did Full Metal Jacket, and everybody thought, oh, no, he was over the top. No, it wasn't like that. Well, you know, having gone through Paris Island in 1970, and you figure this was several years before that, I don't think he was over the top at all. They juxtaposed certain things, and they consolidated certain things, and it didn't show that, like, there's three drill instructors there all the time. But he was your best friend and your worst enemy in a split second. It was like, you talk about schizophrenia there. And then, but if you did what they said, it was, you know, it was a success. And I don't even think we can play anything from what he said in the movie. It would be bleeped.
Yeah,
totally.
There was quite a clip there. He was 2 years a drill instructor at MCRD San Diego, the Marine Corps Recruit Depot. He was a staff sergeant, retired for injuries in 1971. He received an honorary promotion to gunny.
Yeah.
And he has done more to promote the image of the Corps than a lot of other people.
I tell you
have.
What, he was a strong guy. And here's what happened is that he started, when he got out, he ends up somehow on the movie set of Apocalypse Now, where he became one of their advisors and was a, so that's how he kind of got introduced into it. He was going to be like an extra, but the guys they brought in, he knew more. So they let them go and he was an advisor then. But then when this Full Metal Jacket came out, again, he was going to be an advisor to the guy playing the part of that gunny. And after he was trying to show this guy how to behave, the director looks at it, listens to it for like 5 minutes, and goes, pays off the other guy and hires Emery. And I tell you what, the things he said there, people go, oh, man, they wouldn't talk to people like that.
I was right next door at the Navy recruit, the Naval Training Center, and yeah.
Where you all were getting ice cream while those Marines over there were.
Not exactly.
Well, I know. I know. We, well, you know, in Paris Island, we used to call the San Diego guys. We call them Hollywood Marines because we heard that they got to go to baseball games. They got to wear sunglasses and, you know, and all those things. And then if they were really good at the end, they take them to Disneyland. And we were all like, man, I should have gone there. Standing there were sand fleas eating us.
We did a flag thing. I was in the Blue Jacket Choir. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I could sing.
Wow.
And I'm impressed. Went to a ball game, and it was because they sent one of the Marine companies from the MCRD.
See?
And they were in their seats at full attention throughout the game. It was
when you go to bed at night and you sing the Marine Corps hymn, and you're lying at attention.
And then, feet.
And then at the end, the gunnery sergeant or the staff sergeant or the sergeant, depending on which one, we had staff sergeant and two sergeants, would say, at ease. If they were upset with you, they wouldn't say that. Bell would never say at ease with it, Sergeant Bell. And I'm sorry, Sergeant Putnam would never say it. Yeah, I still remember these guys, and I can't tell you what I had for breakfast 20 minutes ago, okay? I just remember them, I can probably draw them, and I'm not an artist, but I could draw them. I could give you artist rendition of them. But Putnam would never say, at ease, ladies. He would just turn off the light. So you're laying there at attention, you're thinking to yourself,
What if
I move? What if I move during the night, and he comes out and he catches me moved? Is he going to come out and then put me on my face? You know, for 1,000 bends and thrust, or bends and thrust until he gets tired, or bends and thrust until you die. You know, but Emory captured that. He captured that. But on the other hand, they take care of you, and if you do what you're supposed to do, you know, you're treated well. And well for boot camp. But he did this, and then from then on, he went to several. Oh, he was in several movies, TV shows.
He was an action figure.
Action figure. He went to, you know, he had the gunny, you know, shooting with the gunny. It was on the outdoor channel.
Yeah.
Remember
he did
that?
Several of those.
He goes
out
there with a minigun. Yeah. So, our lead Emory, you know, passed away at, gosh, let me see, born in 44?
I was 74, I think, and it was pneumonia that took him out.
Oh, pneumonia. Well, yeah, too bad. No, it is too bad because here's a guy that he did. He would be invited to Marine events and all this because, you know what, he was always for the Marine Corps. He never besmirched the Marine Corps name and or anything like that. You know, I don't know a lot about his, you know, about his personal life, but I never heard anything negative about him. So, but I tell you what, the role, if you have never seen...
During the break, I will try to find a clip that we can actually play on
here. If you have never seen Full Metal Jacket, it's out there. It's on Netflix, I'm sure. It may be on Amazon. You know, if it's for a rental, rent it. It's half the movies or three-fourths of the movies are at boot camp. And then the other part, they're in Vietnam. And so... But rent the movie... And just get a full flavor of this guy. They turned him loose on the set, I'm sure. And it did. It went over the top in several places. It did go over the top. But still, just the flavor of it when he's getting in people's faces and say, "Are you looking at me?
Do you like the way I look? You think I'm pretty?"
I'm laughing out of nervousness because I'm getting ready to. I may have to go to the bathroom now because I'm thinking back here. Oh, yeah. If the first time anybody called me Four Eyes and I just smiled. Yeah, that's me. Except it was the Four Eyes was the first part of the last part, which I can't say on the air, of course. Hey, we're going to take a break and we're going to be back. We've got a lot of things going on today. And we'll get to those right after we come back from this break. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I did. And I want to talk about that also, our Healing Waters, the fishing tournament that happened. But everything that goes around and behind in Healing Waters. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Service. the spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Lisa, I want some more.
More? You want more?
Oliver, the award-winning musical adaptation of the classic Dickens novel, springs to life at the Cascade Theater with some of the most memorable characters and songs ever to hit the stage. April 19th to the 22nd and 26th to the 29th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 and online at cascadetheater.org.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. How you doing this weekend? Did you have a good weekend, Bob?
I did. I did have a good weekend.
Well, I tell you what, I just went from started off fast and finished up faster this whole weekend. And when I fell into my little sleep number bed, the only problem is that Linda's down in Sacramento. So, you know, so when I roll over to her side or I get onto her side, I still adjust it down for her because, you know, it's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But sleeping on that sleep number bed is just so outstanding. And right now, there's so many things going on into this. You've heard me talk about the Sleep Number 360 smart beds. They respond to every movement you make and automatically adjust to you. That even now, they're introducing more of these innovative beds. And if you go down to the Target Shopping Center, just think about this. If you go down to the Target Shopping Center over to our Sleep Number store, you can see the latest Sleep Number 360 smart bed. And it's got savings up to $300 plus special financing. But you have to ask them about it right over there. Say, Carl and Linda sent you. But the part about it is how much is a good night's sleep worth? You know, to me, a good night's sleep because we're going so and we're going and going and going. And then we hit the rack and then boom, you're out. And then the dog, Elk Killer, comes over and nudges me at 3 o'clock in the morning, needs to go out because she drinks a gallon of water before she goes to bed. And then I go out at 3 o'clock, and most of the time it's hard to go back to sleep, right? No. I come back, hit the Sleep Number bed, boom, out. How much is a good night's sleep worth? Sleep Number. Okay, You know, our program director, Frank Rose. People don't know. If you don't know Frank Rose, I pity you. I pity the poor fool that doesn't know Frank Rose. Frank Rose is a career veteran. He very rarely ever appears on the show because he is the force behind. He comes in here, and if I see this figure, it's like Yoda. It's like Yoda's coming in, and there he is. There's Frank, and he's got his little book with him. He says, "We need to schedule something." Not, "Can you schedule something?" Not, "Well, Carl, how are you?"
"I would like to."
It's, "We need to schedule something." "Okay, Frank, what do we need to schedule?" And then Frank shows up for every one of them. You're a good man, Frank. Frank Rose, veteran of the year, of every year. He's always out there taking photos. He went through a little rough spot with his health, but now he looks like he's 40 years younger, you know, and our Lee Emery wishes he had your energy. Of course, he's dead now, but as we talked about. I guess he would welcome anybody's energy right now. I mean, even elk killers. But Frank has brought in today. We've had these guys on before. We're talking something serious here. We're talking about the $1 million.
What are you going to talk about?
Well, yeah. We're talking about the largest payout in U.S. history. We're not talking horse racing here. No. We're not talking gambling. No. We're talking pigeon racing with Ron Schmidt. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl. And
I'm so excited. My nose started running.
Yeah. I'm sitting here also with Frank, who is the force behind getting me on these various shows. And I'm a member of the Shasta Racing Pigeon Club.
Uh-huh.
And I have been in here before. And we've talked about the history of racing pigeons and the history of how they've been used in warfare. But today, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what's going on right now in our club. And we've got 18 members, and we are racing the pigeons every weekend for about 8-9 weeks. We will be sending them out to short races, which are like 200 miles.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yes.
Short race, 200 miles.
That's a short race.
How far can a pigeon go? And by the way, these are not your regular pigeons. You brought a pigeon with you in here, and he looks like the Arnold, or she looks like the Arnold Schwarzenegger of pigeons. I mean, these things are like animals.
They are buff
and they're brutes.
Yeah, they've been bred for hundreds of years for speed and stamina. They're not like your pigeons you see flying around the park.
That's right.
Those are
Curly Men.
These are not your roof rat pigeons.
Yeah,
what was it they used to say in Saturday Night Live? They're Curly Men.
Yeah, these are tough. They're all muscle. They have an amazing ability to fly many, many hours at top speed. And that's top speed. I mean, when we sprint, I mean, in my best days, I could sprint maybe a 200-meter dash, and then I was done.
Right.
Well, they can sprint for like 10 to 12 hours. And this has been proved by the University of Cornell. And they have the ability to oxygenate. That means get enough oxygen into their system to keep sprint speed. And so they can sprint it.
So that means their heart and lungs are probably larger than the normal pigeons.
Yeah, proportionally.
I would imagine proportionally
that.
And then plus their system, the way that they use it has got to be a change too. Then I mean, over it has evolved also.
Yeah, it's evolved, and it goes all the way back.
Or been bred into it.
It goes way back to Julius Caesar in Rome and the Egyptians, where they started developing the pigeon.
Well, I understand that Caesar did use it. He didn't get that last pigeon that said "Beware the Ides of March," and he just went to the Senate that day.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was not on the road at that time. he was in Rome and was not using his pigeons.
I did not finish my question here.
Yes,
you're talking about 200 mile sprints. Okay, cool.
200 mile sprint is a short.
How far can they go?
Well, our local club only races to a 500 mile, which is Los Angeles, and they make that. Well, as an example, last year our club birds were released at 6:25 in the morning, and it was in May, and I got my first bird at 3:41 in the afternoon, and that's from Los Angeles. And my wife and I go to Los Angeles to visit our daughter, and we don't make it in that time. So
no, of course not. But then again, Your bird just flies straight over the grapevine.
They do, and they average between 40 and 70 miles per hour, depending on the conditions. Now, if they have a headwind, 40 miles per hour. If they get a tailwind, they can pick up to 70. Well,
okay, but how far? What's the longest? What's the longest pigeon has ever gone that you know of?
Oh goodness, there has been pigeons sold to from Los Angeles to people in New York State. That have got out by mistake and have been back home in about 5-6 days. And that's across the country. There's 3,000 miles. That's not
an urban myth, right?
That's true. Those I can substantiate. And there's been, if I research it, in fact, you could Google it.
Probably.
You know, what's the longest a pigeon has returned home? But there's pigeons that have gone across oceans and continents. They have this tremendous desire to go home. They love their home. They love their master. They're very intelligent. In fact, Time magazine last year said in an article, I think last May, that the pigeons may be up there with dolphins and apes in their cognitive abilities.
Wow.
The pigeon is the only one they found, the only animal that actually can pick out its owner in a photograph. And I don't know how exactly they did this, but Cornell University did the study, where they would show the pigeon a picture of like 20 people, and 100% of the time it would pick out its owner. Now they're the only animal that can do that from a photograph. So they're tremendously intelligent.
Are you kidding? I don't think I can pick out Bob from a photograph 20 times out of 20.
Well, especially if it was 20 years ago, maybe.
So they just you mean they take a photograph, not of you mean it could be from a different time frame?
Probably the more recent time frame is they use.
You know what?
Yeah.
Now,
who needs a computer for facial recognition?
Yeah, we just have a pigeon there. Now, so your pigeon is, how do they find their way? I know you know how they do this. I mean, but it must be where the sun is
Yeah, you know, I get asked that question a lot, and there's really no easy answer because they haven't determined exactly. And several universities, Cornell is the biggest one. They've had a pigeon project going on for years,
mm-hmm.
where not only to learn about pigeons, but other migratory birds, because they thought it would maybe cross over. And they have found that the pigeon uses many things to get home. They do have a magnetic charge in their head. They can feel the magnetic
pull of the earth.
But they also have tremendous hearing. They hear infrasounds, which are very low sounds. So like here in Redding, when a pigeon goes up and starts circling to get its bearings, it can hear the beating of the waves in Eureka, in the coast.
They know that. I mean, this has been tested.
They have tested that, and they know that.
Low frequency. I guess low frequency. It's like a heartbeat. We could find people in rooms with a detector.
Because that
heartbeat sends off a very low frequency, which travels really far.
They're very low and travel. They can hear these low frequencies. So they can also eyesight. They say they can see the stars in the daytime. They use the sun. They use the sun for navigation. When we race right now, we like to wait until the sun is just coming up. And then you'll usually get better returns.
Yeah.
They don't fly at night.
They
land at night because their eyesight is so good in the daytime, but not at night. They do not have very good night vision. So if it gets to be night and they're on a race, say it was a 1,000-mile race, which they used to fly. They used to do it quite a bit. They would have to go down at night and find a telephone pole or a tree or something. And we don't do those longer races because then they're in more danger. Because once they go down, you have other predators that could be getting it.
Hey, I'm here with Ron Schmidt and Frank Rose, who is constantly bothering me. I have interesting people on.
Frank is a bother. He keeps saying,
Ron,
you got to be here.
Ron is very interesting. And you know what we're going to do? I'm going to kind of hold you over a little bit. Is that okay? Well, unless you're going to go to some other...
I can talk a little more about training for the races. We also are raising babies right now. So I could talk about that.
Okay, so we'll have you on for another few minutes here, if you don't mind, because I want to talk about this Hoosier Classic.
Okay. That's just one of the many...
$1 million?
That's a one-loft race.
We've got to explain that when we come back.
I'll explain that when we get back.
Ron Schmidt's here. He's with our Pigeon Racing Club. What's it called?
Shasta Racing Pigeon Club.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. In case you didn't know, Cornerstone Community Bank has bought a new building over there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and it's going to be moving their operations over there because Cornerstone is constantly expanding, constantly moving forward, and they want you to do that too. Why don't you go down to their Lewis branch, 1845 California Street, and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. They're moving their own dreams forward too. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:30 here today on April the 16th, 2018. 45 degrees going up to 57. And you know what? And if you're listening to that in the background, it is a pigeon, the stud pigeon.
Princess.
Okay, the stud-esque pigeon. Can you talk a little bit for us here?
No, she won't. No,
she says.
She doesn't talk on command.
Well, you know, it's a
racket down.
You know, it's a woman.
Wow.
You know what? It's a woman.
You knew I was going to pick her up.
Oh, wait a minute. I shouldn't say it's a woman. You're right. Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck on that one. Okay, we'll be right back.
A club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Cypress Store Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Store Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Store Eyes, 722-9992.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Redding Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest-ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good Monday morning. I hope everybody's doing well. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 45 degrees, going up to 57 today. I think we're going to have some rain. Is that it, Bob? Just nod your head up and down there, because we've got the the mic down by the pigeon. You know, only here on KCNR 1460.
Can you try? You know, you've heard porcupines eating for the first time anywhere. That's a pigeon. That's a pigeon.
That was not a happy sound.
That was not a happy pigeon right there. She doesn't. She doesn't want you to fool with her.
She doesn't mind being here, and she's ready to fly home.
Right. Oh, okay.
But she's
just don't touch me.
Doesn't want to be grabbed. I have a cat the same way.
Just don't touch me. You know what? That's just. You know what? I'm here. I'm doing your. You know what? I can fly all over the world. Don't touch me today. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show, I'm going to pass out because that's who wants to come in at that one. I'm here with Ron Schmidt, who is a part of the 18-member Pigeon Racing Club right here in Redding. It's called the
Shasta Racing Pigeon Club.
There you are. Now, you think to yourself, well, okay, that's what a nice hobby that is. Well, it's more than a hobby for a lot of people. Is this correct?
Yeah, well, maybe for us retired people, yeah, too. But it's you know, I had them all. In fact, I had them as a kid. Uh-huh. I got into racing pigeons at about 11 years old because I loved flight. I had model airplanes all over my room. And when I thought of a bird or a pigeon that you could let out and come back, because my parakeets, when I let them out, they disappeared.
Well,
they didn't come
ungrateful
back.
ungrateful little birds.
And that was very sad for about a 7-year-old. But the pigeons, being able to let them out and have them come back in and then actually I can call them in. I have a certain whistle. I go, and when they hear that, they come back into the loft and they know they're going to get fed, but they just, it becomes a habit.
It worked for my mom too. You know, she would whistle and all of us guys, we'd all run over there and get fed.
When they'd say dinner time.
Yep. Okay. Now, but there are people, I'm looking at the March 15th issue of Racing Pigeon Digest.
Yeah, that's our national magazine.
Believe it or not, it's really nice, too. I mean, it's glossy. Got all types of, it's got little doggy pictures, too, under the Fear Factor. I'm not sure what that's about, but it's kind of cool. The Hoosier Classic International One Loft Pigeon Race 2018, the largest payout in U.S. history, $1 million guaranteed.
Yeah, that's the largest race
first
in the United
prize,
States.
$250,000. All the way down to 101st. The would be $1,500.
Probably $1,500. Yeah. This and the cost is about $700 a bird to get into the entry fee to get into it. And and there's many one loft races around the United States. The largest payout, though, is in some of the other countries.
First of all, what's a one loft race?
One loft race is somebody sponsors it, and they do it. They make some money on it, but they run a one loft race, which means they have a loft is the pen. That's what we call the pigeon pen, and they will sponsor this race. And when people around the country or around the world raise a baby, they send it to that race. Now, the babies are usually 25 to 40 days old. They have never been out any other place. So when they are moved to that one loft, that is their home. The first place they get out, the first place they start orienting to the area, that is going to be their home. And there could be 100 birds in a one loft race. There could be 9,000 birds in the million-dollar race in South Africa, which pays out way more than a million. It started at a million. Those, I think the maximum was 9,000 birds. So it's a big operation. And then this, you can actually, if you want to Google that, you could just Google million-dollar race South Africa, and it's an unbelievable website. You can watch the birds come in on training tosses, watch them come in on the race. You can see all the countries. There's 30 or 40 countries that are involved now.
Okay, I'm slightly confused.
I left the Hoosier Classic, which is
no, but that's okay because all right. So you have to send them the Hoosier Classic. Obviously, you send them back to
Indiana.
Okay, and then the birds will go where?
Okay, the birds are trained there. They are let out.
Oh, they're trained there. Okay, so you send them there.
You
okay.
send them there, and that bird will not come back to you because that bird is oriented to that loft, and that's home.
I get it now. Okay, so then.
And it's hard to ever bring them back. Like if that bird wins and you bring it back, of course, if it does win and wins $250,000, that bird is worth a lot of money. And you can sell youngsters off that bird, but you can't let it out. If you let it out, even in Redding here, it would go back to Indiana.
Okay, so it's got your little leg tag on it, and so yes. They take it out and they release it 500 miles away or wherever they do it. Your bird comes back first. You get the $250,000,
yes.
And then you get the bird back, and then you breed the bird.
Yes.
You breed the bird to other birds, obviously.
And
who's the fastest birds, male or females?
You know, there's no distinction.
Okay.
And the males can both fly. And some races, the males will dominate some way, the females. The females actually, more than not, will do better on the long, long races.
They've got more endurance.
And
they have babies. They're the ones that have babies. They've got endurance.
Same
right?
For people. You know, you look at some of the the hard cases of like the Donner Party, where the women survived better than the men.
Well, there's several reasons for that. I think probably because they were eating the men, but that's okay. That's okay. No, but you're right. You're absolutely right. Okay, so this is really interesting. Okay, now if you want to get into pigeon racing, or just having your own homing pigeons, you don't have to race them. You can do that, and it's easy to do because you guys really do a lot.
Will actually help you. You know, we'll help you with a loft, which is a pen, and getting your bird started. The birds are banded with on the band. If you ever see a bird around, if it's hurt and it has SRP on it, that's Shasta Racing Pigeon Club.
Uh-huh.
If it has other letters on it, then you can look it up on the internet,
right,
and you can find the owner of that bird.
Or they can call you, and you all will find the
owner
of that bird.
Yeah, and if you're interested, you can call me. Do you want a phone number?
Yeah, of course I do.
My cell phone is 530-604-7141. Pamphlets that explain what we'll do. If you call me, I could get you or send you a pamphlet.
Yeah.
I've done... In fact, last week I did a presentation at the Senior Center right here in Redding, and they were very excited about it.
Here's the thing, Ron, that I see is that you can do this with don't need a lot of property to do it.
No, it's really a fun backyard.
You can do a backyard. You don't have to lift weights. You don't have to run 1,000 miles, and you can have a great deal of pleasure.
Yeah, it is. It can be small. You can have just a couple of pigeons, or you can have 40 or 50.
How many do you have?
Now, I hate to tell you, but I've probably got about 80 to 100 pigeons, and I need to sell a few and get ready. Too many.
Do your next-door neighbors ever say anything?
My next-door neighbors love it. They are all involved in the sport. My one neighbor right next door takes care of them when I'm gone on trips because I'm retired. In fact, during the winter, because of the hawk problem, we do have hawks here in the wintertime, I usually don't let them out. Uh-huh. And so I have neighbors complaining. They say, why aren't you letting your birds out? We like to sit in our deck and watch the birds fly. Because my pigeons don't land anywhere but the loft.
Right.
And so they're not the type that go land on other people's houses.
Right.
They just sort of watch them fly, and they love to fly. The racing pigeon, or the pigeon, is the only bird that they think flies for pleasure. And when I let them out, they explode into the sky. And it's just fun watching them fly.
Well, you know, it's like any athlete that are, they've been training and training. You know,
I guess horses are like that, too.
They run for fun.
They love to
not
run.
Not necessarily in races, but, you know, I can see, though, but their breeding is such that horses will run, and then you just have to kind of direct it. But with yours, these pigeons have been bred for, like you said, 1,000 years.
Yeah, they've been bred
maybe longer.
For steams, for speed and stamina, and they're athletes, and it's fun. There's been many 4-H projects, none locally here, but Red Bluff has had a big 4-H project where a lot of kids were involved with their parents in raising pigeons.
Cool.
And the kids that go off to college, like I did. I had pigeons when I was young, and when I was probably in my late 20s, I decided to get them again and got it. And my wife said, what? She never knew that I had pigeons as a youngster.
It was a secret. It was your secret pleasure.
I did well. I had an older man that was a mentor to me when I was younger. And he sold me, he didn't give me, he sold me some pigeons for $10 a piece, which in those days
It's a lot of money.
It was a lot of money, and they did extremely well.
Okay, so yeah, give me whatever it is because we have to wrap this up.
Frank gave me a race sheet. I'm not going to. This is happens to be a race I won, but I've only won one out of the six races this year. But this is what we have, and it's when I look at it, just it tells the distance. This was Las Banas, which is 250 miles basically, and then it has the average speed and all the flyers that.
What was your average speed of your bird?
Well, we have it in yards a minute. This was 1,339 yards a minute, which probably works out to, I take a guess, 46, 47 miles per hour.
Okay.
That's an average. Now, the week before it was 1,700 and some yards a minute. Now you're up to 60 miles per hour.
Wow.
That's an average. So, average. And that's...
that 60 miles per hour.
We had a little tailwind.
Yeah.
As I said, the average speed that they fly without any wind is probably 50. But they pick up a little wind, and they can go up there. They've actually been clocked at over 100 miles an hour with a good wind. But and in the North State here, they usually battle a headwind, and usually 10 to 15 mile per hour headwind coming in.
Yeah.
So it slows down a little bit.
Okay. Now, how do people get a hold of the of your Shasta racing pigeons?
One thing you can
have
do.
A website?
We have if you go on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
And you don't have to be a member, if you go on Facebook and you just put in Shasta Racing Pigeon Club, you will get to our website. And then from that website, you can get our phone numbers. It's really interesting. It's they've got many different videos and different
I think I'm going to go take a look at it later on today. Anyway, Ron
I encourage everybody to go to Facebook, which has been set up by Tim and Sherry Scalland from Montgomery Creek area, and they've done a very good job. Gary McCurdy, another member of our club, has added to it with some great stuff. So,
okay,
thank you very much, Carl.
Oh no, every time you come on, it's a pleasure, and I learn more, and I'm just more astounded by the abilities of these pigeons, especially when you say they can pick out their owners' faces.
I'm always astounded, even going down.
I'm astounded now when I look in the mirror at my face.
I should say one last thing that Frank has been encouraging, and a lot of. Veterans that have suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome have been encouraged to try pigeons because pigeons are a calming influence.
I can see
that. And dealing with the pairs, they mate for life, raising little babies. The babies have to be fed by their parents until they're like 20-some days old because they receive a milk that's made in the craw of the pigeon. Of the adult pigeons, and both the parents
and they regurgitate it up or something,
and they regurgitate it and pump it into the babies.
What do they? Okay, I've got to take a break here. But what do they eat? What do you feed them?
You feed them pigeon feed, which you would go to the feed store and buy pigeon feed. It's grains, and it'd be corn and Milo and vetch.
All right.
And safflower and peas.
Has there ever been like a steroid controversy?
There some of the big money races where they have, and that's why those big races, they check them for drugs, like the Olympics.
They do. They take like little blood tests.
Yeah,
on?
Because
they pump them up with stuff.
There's we're not on an honor system, and when you deal with $250,000 in payout.
Oh no, no, of
and,
course not.
And so they, you can't cheat.
So the winner gets tested plus other people.
Yeah, and then our own clubs, our own lofts, I can explain to you another time because I know you ran out of time, but we have a clocking system that's all basically high-tech now. You know, they have computer chips on their legs. We have a scanner under the landing board when they land. We have, and then it goes onto the internet. So it's pretty high-tech, which is another interesting aspect of it. I could go on and on.
No,
Carl,
no, I know
but
you
I
could,
really,
but we'll have to save this for another time.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, the Shasta Racing Pigeon Club right here in town. Go on Facebook, find them, and you know what? It's very interesting for me because most people know nothing about it.
Right.
To hear that there's been doping cases of the big races, but you have over $1 million for first prize. Guess what? People are going to find a way to dope the bird.
Yeah.
You know, look at Lance Armstrong. Or at least try, right?
Yeah,
okay.
And Lance was my hero.
I know.
It's really sad.
You know what? I defended that man for years, and you feel like a fool afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't think they can do enough to win. You know, take everything away. Okay, Ron Schmidt, thank you so much. Frank Rose, again, you hit a home run, Frankie. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you, Carl.
I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Hot cars
and cool April nights.
The North State Signature event roars back into Reading April 21st through the 29th. See classic cars at show and shine throughout the area all week long with the annual Friday night cruise down Hilltop Drive on the 27th and the big car show at the Reading Civic on Saturday the 28th. Awards, food, music, dances. Why, it's more fun than two teams in a rumble seat at the drive-in. Get the whole schedule by visiting coolaprilnights.com. Shine up your ride, put on your dancing shoes, and be part of Cool April Nights April 21st through the 29th.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, and wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And at after party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank at Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lane.
Sun going up, down, up, down.
And Sunday is Haleakala and St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 after our pigeon. We went on pigeon quest there for 40 minutes. Welcome back, everybody. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's the best in the North State. Been voted best in the North State. It's been like that for 25 years. A better-known business. Martin and Pam have just done a wonderful job there. They can work, you know, his company and his people, highly professional group there. Any type of heating or cooling system they can work on. I can't think of anybody else I'd call to give us, you know, to work on a HVAC system. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, continuing to provide outstanding service after a quarter century.
Yep. I don't know if...
I almost got in an argument with a lady last night at the banquet because she told me, she said, oh, no, he's no longer with us. And I went... we were looking at trying to get his show.
Yep, yeah, his internet show. But for many, many years, and this man had an influence on my radio career, Mr. Art Bell, because I used to do, back in the day before computers ran everything in a radio station, I ran the board at the station across town, and Art Bell was the guy broadcasting from the top of the Plaza Hotel He was his own producer and engineer and phone guy.
What Plaza Hotel, though? Where was
in
it?
Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas. Okay, yeah. Right. But now, but then he left the business, right? Or did he get replaced?
He got out of the business for a time. He had a lot. He had severe back problems through much of his life. He had a Philippine wife, and he moved to the Philippines for a time.
Oh, wow.
Of course, George Norrie stepped in and covered for him.
And how long has George Norrie been there?
George Norrie's been covering that for, gosh, about 12, 15 years.
Okay, because it used to always be Art Bell. Because I didn't really listen because it was not in areas where you could, you know, listen to him. But I'd always heard of Coast to Coast.
Yes.
And every so often you could get it about, and you know, the thing that always struck me was how they would talk to people who claimed that they were aliens. You know, not from a, I mean, talking about aliens from outer space.
Mm-hmm.
And he would talk to them. Like you and I would talk to each other, asking, "Well, how was your how was your weekend?"
He never mocked a guest.
That was it. Thank you, Frankie.
No matter how off the wall something was, he would not mock the guest. He made them feel respected.
Well, you know what? I guess we're the Art Bell types here because when we hear things, even if we just totally disagree and disbelieve what they're saying. You try to treat him like a guest in your house, and you want to be able to talk. But yeah, Art Bell was the king of the alien of the extraterrestrials, plus other things going on.
He defined that genre, and of course, our Monday night show derives from Art's
Radio
legacy.
Wasteland. And if you have not heard Radio Wasteland, we play it a couple of times a week, but it's live on Monday night with Chauncey and Sean. Mm-hmm. And they have some of the most interesting people on. The other night, it was people that was talking about intergalactic travel and all these different things. I think that was the one because what I do is if I don't hear it Monday, I'll hear it Saturday because they play it on Saturday morning. I think we've sold that spot. So what we'll do is we'll move it because it's we just play it again. We'll run it. We're going to run it again because it really is an interesting show.
Yeah.
You know, remember when I did Outside the Wire?
Yep.
And all those people we had on talking about Sasquatch.
Planet Naboo.
And conspiracy theories. And then the ones from Mount Shasta, the Lemurian. Lemurian we had on. He was a half Lemurian. And talked about where, they used to be 7 feet tall and now they're shorter. And how much room there is in Mount Shasta.
Kept whacking their heads on the doorways.
Yeah, something like that. And how they walk around Mount Shasta. And don't you notice them? Can't you see them? Well, yes, but they look different to now. But Art Bell, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and he was an avid ham radio operator, one of the best known.
72. How do you die? You know what? I shouldn't say this, but when I hear people say died of natural causes at age 72, I'm like, that's not natural. That is not natural. I think, natural causes is in your 90s. Because people say, well, your dad was what? He was in his 80s. I said, but it wasn't natural causes. The guy smoked.
He pretty much put the town of Pahrump, Nevada, on the map.
Now, I thought Pahrump, Nevada, is where George Norrie...
Well, no, this is... I think Norrie was like an understudy.
Right, but I thought that... If you're saying he was at the Plaza Hotel, was it the Plaza Hotel in Pahrump?
Yes, well, he lived in Pahrump, and his studio, for a time, was in the top of the Plaza Hotel, and then when technology enabled it...
Then he moved to Pahrump.
He went back to his place in Pahrump and did his show from there.
Let me tell you, if you've never been to Pahrump, Nevada...
Don't blink.
Pahrump, Nevada's got two things in there that I know of. I mean, one, because I'm going down to Front Sight. It's a shooting academy, firearms academy. And the other is, and this lady told me yesterday, she said, well, it's famous for two things, Art Bell and brothels. I guess there's a number of brothels that are in Pahrump, Nevada.
Yeah, the legal.
Oh, gosh, I hope it's not, my goodness. Because in Las Vegas, even though there's a prostitute on every corner and in all the hotels, it's illegal in Las Vegas. But it's legal in Pahrump and in
Fallon, Nevada.
And all those other places. And what up there in Reno.
Spot.
In Reno, isn't it? The county?
I believe so.
Somewhere around there, because that was where the Mustang Ranch was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mustang selling.
You know, the
have all these things you've heard your whole life, but I've never seen them. I've never seen any of those. I mean, you're driving by. You know, if we were making a run, and you look off in the corner there, and it said it was something. I don't know. It was Kathy's Corral or something like that. And it was a brothel, but you didn't know what it was, because when if you tried to get a beer at the restaurant or something, he said, no, the only place you can buy a beer is over there at Kathy's Corral.
Yeah. Art, we're gonna miss you. Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, their newly remodeled stores at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump to meet with local business owners in South Florida later today.
Republican-approved tax cuts will be on the agenda when the president sits down with business owners in the Miami area. He'll be joined by his Treasury and Labor Secretaries and the head of the Small Business Administration. The White House wants to focus on lower taxes ahead of the midterm elections. However, at a similar event 10 days ago, the president spent more time talking about scandals and other issues than tax cuts.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Former FBI Director James Comey says he thinks it's possible the president might be compromised by the Russians. Comey telling ABC News he can't discount that possibility. Mr. Trump says that Comey is a proven liar, quite possibly the worst FBI director ever. Russia and its client Syria dragging their feet on granting international chemical weapons experts access to the site of a suspected chemical attack on civilians in Syria.
According to the UK delegation, the OPCW's director said his experts are still waiting for Russia and Syria to grant them access to the site of the alleged attack in Douma. The British ambassador, Peter Wilson, accused Russia of attempting to undermine every OPCW investigation into the alleged use of chemical weapons by President Assad's forces, while Russia accused other members of blocking their attempts to create a new investigative mechanism.
The BBC's Anna Holligan in The Hague. Seven inmates are dead, 17 others seriously injured, as inmates rioted for more than 7 hours overnight before authorities regained control of a South Carolina maximum security prison. Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 190 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 31, and the S&P is up 18 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have money in the stock market? Are you watching it bounce all over the place? While you're focused on the short-term movement, you might actually be missing what time it really is. We are late in the business cycle, interest rates are flying higher, and overvalued stocks and bonds are going to come down. It's time for a new strategy, gold. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of goldisabetterway.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price, I'm going to outperform stocks and bonds. I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com.
The British Prime Minister can expect some criticism today from opposition lawmakers over the recent attacks in Syria.
Theresa May will face lawmakers' questions about her decision to authorize airstrikes on Syria. Opposition parties say lawmakers should have been consulted before Britain joined the US and France in bombing three Syrian sites in response to a suspected chemical attack on the town of Douma. However, the government is not legally bound to seek Parliament's approval for military strikes, though it's customary to do so. May plans to tell lawmakers that the airstrikes were in Britain's national interest, carried out to make further chemical attacks less likely, and had broad international support. Charles Little Desmond, London.
Bangladesh dismissing a claim by Myanmar that the Buddhist-majority nation had repatriated the first five among some 700,000 Rohingya Muslim refugees who fled to the neighboring country in order to escape military-led violence against the minority group in Myanmar. News and analysis, townhall.com. Hawaii Airlines ramping up efforts to preserve traditional Hawaiian language by incorporating it into everyday business.
Cabin announcements and crew instructions were given in English and the traditional Hawaiian language on a Las Vegas-bound flight Friday, marking the first time the language was utilized on a flight headed to the mainland. The company says the mission is for flight attendants to provide a one-of-a-kind cultural experience by engaging with guests in both Hawaiian and English as preservation of the Hawaiian language continues to be a hot issue on the islands. Hawaiian Airlines says it hopes to expand and formalize the language immersion program in the coming months. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush reported in failing health is in great spirits. Family grateful for everybody's prayers and thoughts. That's according to her granddaughter, Jenna Bush Hager. A Bush family spokesman says Mrs. Bush, now age 92, decided not to seek additional medical treatment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda's in Sacramento buying furniture for the new studios here. So, good morning, everybody. It is 5 and a half minutes after the hour.
Hold on to your MasterCard.
You know, she goes, which one of these should I use? And I went, no.
Pick a card, any card.
No, not that card. No, not that card. There's only so much money left on that card. No.
Oh, no,
you know, it's what happens when you pay off your credit cards, then they're available. Okay, hey, the news is brought to us by Spackle and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, expanded walk-in humidor, outstanding service. They've got it all there at Tobacco and Brew. They do a lot for our community, Tobacco and Brew. And they do it, you know, they do it under the table type stuff. They don't ask for ask to be recognized or anything. They just do it.
So as you get stuff for the station expansion, do you hear Dave Ramsey in the background?
I do. You know, Dave just sent me. Dave just called me. He called me. He says, "Don't do it. Don't do it. It's too late, Dave. She's got it." So all this furniture you see around here, it's going to consignment. So if you're looking for office desk and things like that, I'm not sure where we're going to put it, but it's going to be there. Okay. Hey, look. Bob's on the phone. So I won't say, let's just go to the phones here. The weather today is, okay, yeah, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well, thank you.
I saw the Raposa name again. Yeah, sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the, you know what? It wasn't a bad picture of Terry. I thought the side profile was, you know, was not flattering. It was not really flattering. So,
Yes, well, the paper had a picture of our march, the Second Amendment march on Saturday.
I was going to talk about that in a couple minutes, yeah.
Yes, that's good. Tonight, though, we're going to do a program tonight. We're calling it Past, Present, and Future because a lot of things happened in April. The first one being that 9 years ago yesterday, we had the event at the Sundial Bridge. Do you remember that?
You know what? I do, because we were at the other station, and we were promoting that, too, just like we always do. And 9 years ago, and you remember how many people showed up for that?
Oh, man, I've got pictures to prove it.
It was thousands, and the record searchlight said a couple hundred showed up and had to go back and retract that. And
yes.
Because there was just such an outrage. And, you know, the people that came there that time, they were from all walks of life.
They were young and old.
And when they walked across the bridge, the Sundial Bridge, it felt like you were on the deck of a destroyer in a heavy storm because it was just moving. And I thought, I wonder if this bridge can take all these people.
Myself. Yeah,
and then Patrick Jones, he rose across the river dressed like a Minuteman.
Yes. Yes, and then they threw crates of just a box that labeled tea into the river.
And then went out and got it afterwards.
Yep.
So,
yep, because they were not allowed to leave it go down.
And then, you know what, and here was the thing, it was such a unity, and then within a year, it busted up into factions.
Yep.
So, too bad.
So anyway, we're gonna celebrate that past, and also this week on the 19th is the date that the shot was heard round the world at Lexington Green. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and how that's when the British were coming to take away the ammunition and rifles of the colonists.
At Concord.
Was it at Concord? Concord at Lexington Green, yeah.
Right.
So we're going to talk about how, you know, times don't change that much,
they
do
don't.
They?
Except then you could pick out the enemy. They were all in red. Now they dress
yeah,
in these dark gray suits. But here's the thing is that's when the British found out it may not be as easy as they thought, as they marched back from there, and the Americans, the colonials, got behind trees and just started shooting them. Wait
Pretty
a minute.
Much,
this,
yes.
This is not fair. You guys are, you're shooting us from behind trees. We are. And those red jackets are really easy targets too. So anyway,
yes, now,
beginning
mind,
of the,
we weren't Americans at that time.
That's
we were
right.
still British subjects.
That's right.
So it was actually a civil war that was being had at that time.
Well, you know what? There's a thing about civil wars, and there's something going around right now. I got in an email about a civil war is when one faction refuses to accept an election and does everything they can to overthrow that election.
Yes.
Is that a civil war, even if there's no guns involved?
Yes.
I think
yes.
so.
And actually,
so.
This week was also this firing on of Fort Sumter.
Oh, it was?
Yes, it was.
My gosh, this is just a big week all over, huh?
Yes, it is. And also, it was 4 years ago this week is when the Bundy standoff happened.
Which, by the way, they've all been found not guilty. Is that correct?
Well, not really. There are still people in jail serving like 60-year sentences for their participation
right.
in it, which is really a travesty.
Are those the ones that pled out, though, right?
Yes. Pressure from the FBI.
Yeah. If they had not pled out, they'd be free right now.
Yes, and that's the truth of it. If anybody,
because everybody else was found not guilty,
was Scooter Libby last week. I think it was the guys that had to do that.
Well, you know what happens with Scooter Libby is that he didn't do anything wrong, but he lied about not doing anything wrong. That's what they got him for.
Yeah.
That's why he went to jail. Anyway, okay, tonight's going to be a big night then.
It is going to be a good night, and we have news about our court case. So I just hope people will come on out. Let's live past, present, and future again tonight at 6 o'clock. We have our meeting at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and then the Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30. Come on out.
Okay, now somebody just wrote in the chat room, Terry and Sally will be chiseled on the side of Shasta Caverns. Your likenesses will be chiseled on the side of Shasta Caverns. This is the same guy that says, wait for the brothels to come to Shasta, to the city of Shasta Lake. They're doing everything else for money. Okay. Thanks a lot,
right,
Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, thanks for fighting the fight. You know what? We need people like you.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Wurst has been doing this for, well over a quarter of a century. And he really, really cares about the safety of your family. Every time I go by there, he's got a bunch of cars in there. And what he does, he takes it in a controlled environment, fixes the chip or the crack, and he guarantees his work. If he can't do it, he just tells you up front. He doesn't waste your time. That's Jeff Wurst. He's down at 3208. South Market Street, or call him 241-8373. And I keep saying this, but I'm heading down there because I just noticed I have several chips on my windshield. I need him to fix them.
When I had him on Boomer Tech, he made an interesting point in that modern cars are designed so that the windshield is part of the energy absorption package of the car.
Jeez.
And if it's already compromised, you have reduced the car's ability to maintain survivability inside the passenger compartment in the event of a severe collision.
Well, you know what?
As it is right now, the windshield absorbs energy as it fractures.
I believe that because, you know, they've done it so they can lighten up, and you know, they can lighten up cars. So they've found probably amazing engineering things. But so if you're windshield's compromised.
Yeah.
It could compromise the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, just take a break because I've got lots and lots and lots of things to talk about today. And we're going to start with this weekend, and then we're going to work our way around about things that are happening. At the same, and we're going to talk about that, you know, the Second Amendment march, but there was another march going on at the same time. I want to talk about those. I want to talk about the things with Comey. Oh my gosh, Comey. Yes, it depends on which side you're listening to. He calls Trump a moral degenerate, and they're calling him the sleaziest man in the world. It's kind of cool. But here's the thing is, how can you have a man on that investigated Hillary Clinton and this whole thing and said that she, how, what a bad job she did and how it wasn't haphazard, it was negligent.
But it's no big deal.
And all this. And then they did not ask him the question, well, why didn't you after all this? Why did you not launch an investigation or a prosecution if you said that? Do you think they would ask that man this? Of course not, because it's Hillary Clinton. You know, you got to watch out. Hillary could come back. Nah, I don't think so. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. But really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR1460. You know, sometimes those days when you don't have a lot of plans come out so good. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading where Linda goes to buy her baubles. In fact, they send Linda birthday cards and all these other things because they like Linda coming down there. Linda and Trish. Good morning, everybody. A lot of things I want to talk about. The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is having Saturday, April the 28th, a big thing over at their Anderson Veterans Event Center. It's going to be a fundraiser. And as you know, or maybe you don't know, they have just put in their plans for building the new museum. Rob Burrows has fought. All his supporters, the Johnsons, everybody's fighting for this, and you got it, guys. It's going to happen, but we need to raise some money. So to get tickets, call 530-378-2280 or just go to their website. Happened. And country at the Roundup, that's right, the sweet, sexy sounds and looks of country music artists Chris Lane and Morgan Wallen will be at the Red Bluff Roundup. That's going to be Saturday, April 21st, which I believe is going to be this coming weekend. Is that right, buddy?
Sounds about right.
I think that's right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, if today's the 16th, I think that it's starting. In fact, we're going to have some Cowboys. We're going to have John Growney in here.
It is a sure sign of spring.
Oh, man. John Growney. If you don't know John Growney, you will. He's been on our show several times. This guy is, first of all, he's a hoot. But he talks about his Bulls. You know, he's the one that had Red Rock. Mm-hmm. And he talks about Bulls, how Bulls are...
Who got his own movie.
Yeah. Well, the Bulls are like... they're like two or three generations ahead of the Cowboys today.
Yeah.
So, and it's, he says it's just really not fair. Okay. Hey, I want to talk about this Healing Waters before I get into some of the more serious stuff we're going to talk about.
Getting a little fishy here.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to throw them back.
The Healing Waters, it's okay. It's the thought. The Healing Waters is a Project Healing Waters fly fishing. It's a it's was set up to help with the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled and active military service personnel and disabled veterans disabled active military service and veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. Now, you say that, so what? How does that help? Well, I've heard too many people that have come back with PTSD or had other things, injuries, and were kind of like withdrawn, and then they got into this organization. And this is a national organization. The organization right here in Redding is the largest in the Southwest, North Far West, and with the number of people in it, and I think there's like 50 and counting. And they had their tournament this weekend. First of all, they had the mixer, the fourth annual mixer, Saturday. And it was placed, the Veterans Hall was just filled up with people.
You like to see that.
You like to see that. And there were so many great deals. I bought four boxes of flies. Now, this is a big leap of faith with me because I have a fly rod and reel that I got as a present in 1997. And it's never been in the water. The line has never been in the water.
Never been wet.
Never been in the water. I've taken it out once, and I practiced. The dog will never be the same. Slapping it. And so what happened was, because when I do go out, Linda bought me one, and then I had last year I went out, and the guides go, oh, no, here, just use my stuff. I go, okay. The guide this year, Andrew, 23 years old, they call him Hoodie, because his last name is like Hoodlum on them. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's really, you know, it's kind of like a long name.
Right.
Andrew is such a fine kid, a young man. I shouldn't say kid, because here's a young man. He's 23. He's paid off his car, paid off his truck, paid off his boat. He owes no money. He's getting ready to buy a new boat and pay cash for it. And he's saving his money to put a down payment on a house. And this kid is 23 years old.
Now that's forward thinking.
And I'm looking at him. I'm going, oh, my God. And I said, do you know Dave Ramsey? He goes, no. I said, well, Dave Ramsey would love to know you. But he's just a fine young man. And we were out there. I was fishing with Russ. Sunday was the tournament where the fly shop donates, like, I don't know how many boats, but there's 22 boats out there. But the fly shop had a lot of boats. Plus, other guides will volunteer their boat and their time to take veterans out. You have the veteran, the sponsor, and then the guide.
Yeah. Well, this whole northern region is like fly fishing capital the planet.
This is, as Mike Michalak says, and if anybody knows Mike Wood, says, this is some of the finest fisheries in the world right here in this river right here.
Mm-hmm. So, and up in Fall River is another hot spot for fly fishing.
Oh, it's all over the place. Trinity, the
Hat Creek.
All that. Hat Creek. So we push off at 7, and the breakfast is provided, lunch is provided, everything. And all, and so I said, well, Andrew, you know, because he goes, no, I'll fix it up. And so he set up my rod and reel. Mm-hmm. With the they're midges under the water, and you put a little strike indicator. I used to call them bobbers, but in fly fishing you call them strike indicators. Everybody else would call them bobbers, so you can see if it gets hit. And so in the first hour and 15 minutes, my partner Russ, who was a periodontist here in town and such a great guy, he catches 5 fish in the first hour. Mm-hmm. I haven't even had a strike. And I'm over there looking at him, you know, kind of looking over my shoulder at him. And he goes, hey, look, let me make this easier. He says, look, he says, I'm going to give myself a handicap. So he starts talking on the phone. And son of a gun, if he didn't catch another fish while he's on the phone with one hand, and he pulls on the other, and he's got it. And he says, want to trade rods? You know, it could be just. I said, no, I don't want to trade rods. I just want to change flies. So what's he using? So I ended up using all his flies yesterday. Well, not all of them. He had some left. Oh, he accuses me of taking all of his flies. And then I caught on my rig, first time, I caught 3 fish.
Mm-hmm.
And had 2 others on the line that kind of broke loose because I wasn't quite sure what to do with it.
I got to do something you didn't.
Well, let me finish this. I have a story. I haven't finished. Do I ever finish? No. There's the rest of the story. It's my story. We've got the rest of the time. Okay, so then everybody's out. It starts raining. And you know how it rained yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
The heaviest part of the rain.
It's been known to do that.
Guess where Carl was? Carl was out on the river, fishing, and just having a great time. And then, we were supposed to be in at 3:30, so around 2:45, it was kind of like, oh yeah, we got Andrew. This great young man is going, yeah, here, let me row back up the river. We still got. And Russ and I looked at him and went, I think we had about enough fun here, Andrew. You know, I mean, pretty much. And so we went down there. So we finished up right around 3:15, and other people were coming in behind us. And we all literally ran down to the Veterans Hall because we had the banquet last night, and it was just a great time. People won best, you know, most fish, funny things. They allowed me to MC it. So there's always funny things happening when you're out in the water. And then the sponsors were just fantastic. The Harvest Company, so many others. I hesitate to mention one because I don't have all of them. But it was just Sierra Pacific sponsored the banquet last night. But so many people. Sunset Rotary sponsored 2 boats. Like I said, the fly shop. And so many people helped with this thing. And it was such a success last night. And the thing I really want to talk about, though, is that they fish all through the year. They have meetings on Monday nights at the VFW or at the new Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing Club house that's going to be opening up soon. But I urge veterans, if you've got a disability and you want to meet some really good people and have a great time, because you build your own rods. Like I started building my rod last year, and thank God they're doing it again this year because I need to keep going on it. I'm like, I lost out on lesson two, so I can't figure out the rest of it. But if you are looking for a place where there's good camaraderie, and it's male or female, it doesn't make any difference as long as you're a disabled veteran, come on down. And if you've got any questions on it, you can give Marlene a phone call at 351-1149, or just go on down to the Veterans VFW Hall on Mondays at 6 p.m. and just say, hey, I'm interested in this. Okay, let's take a break, and then we'll bump back because Bob's got a story. Then I want to talk about the gun rights marches, the anti-Trump march that went on, and other things that are going on in our organizations right now. But this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968, and I'm so sincere about that. This is their 50th year that Lance Beck's father started this company. It's the largest privately owned security company now north of Sacramento. They help guard the trails. They're out there at the power plants. They are there. They've got a program that can have somebody at your business or your home in less than 10 minutes. 10 minutes or less. Think about that. When is the last time? If you've got some derelict, like we just heard about, over at the Starbucks and people won't leave and you need help, you want people that are trained in diffusing the situation and moving them on, then maybe you should call North State Security at 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back. It is 8:29. This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. As you can tell, we are still in the throes of change here. We have the floor coverings in, the rugs and everything, you know, from design time. Thank you so much. Then the painting, Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan Scott. Dan's just doing a wonderful job at this. I know in between his birthday and getting married here at the end of the month, and he's still coming in here, and I tell you, it's just quality work from Eagle Eye Painting. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm heading down there today to have them, you know, have my – why do they call it having your ears lowered, you know, when you start talking about having a haircut?
Well, because your hair is cut higher, therefore it appears that your ears have dropped altitude.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I guess that makes sense. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I want to remind everybody that the Safari Club International is having their 24th annual banquet, Saturday, April the 28th at Wind River Event Center. You know what? This chapter, well, all of Safari Club International is the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation. Well, freedom to hunt also means the Second Amendment freedoms, too. That they have some of the greatest, greatest auction items and raffle items you're ever going to see. Guns, hunting, and outdoor equipment, art. They have one whole table that's designated for the ladies. But there you can be able to obtain African photo safaris, fishing trips, duck, goose, and pheasant hunts, elk, wild boar, youth and ladies hunts. I tell you what, if you're going to have a great time. We always have a wonderful time there at the Safari Club International's Reading Chapters Banquet. So you can pick up information on this and also how to purchase a ticket right here at KCNR 1460, or you can give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075. You can go to scireading.org. So there's no reason not to be able to come in there and buy a ticket for this and just have a great time. Okay, Bob, you were doing a lot of things.
Yes, and including my wife, of course, is with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and she went out on a training thing. And a friend of ours who was a captain in the U.S. Navy holds a Ph.D. and is a Commodore for the Coast Guard Auxiliary, is also quite the avid fisherman. And he gifted us a lovely 12-inch trout rainbow fresh out of Lake Oroville, and so we got to keep the fish. We didn't have to throw it. He didn't have to throw it,
it was all catch and release when we were doing
and said fish found its way onto the grill and was cooked to absolute perfection, and there's nothing like freshly caught grilled trout.
Wow. Well, there isn't, and according to one of our chat room people, he caught a whale in the Clear Creek. But it wouldn't fit into his inner tube, so he had to throw it back.
That was no whale.
Okay. Hey, there's two marches this weekend. One was for the people marched in support of the Second Amendment and gun rights, standing for the right guaranteed by the Second Amendment. David Johnson said, who was one of the organizers of the event, and this happened all over the country. You know, after the gun control marches, and this happened all over the country, going to the state houses and all this, and here they just did a march, and this was, like I said, in support of the Second Amendment. Where there was another march on Saturday, and they called it the March for Science, but when I looked at it, it was obviously a march. It was an anti-Trump march. I wasn't there, but I just go by the signs I see that they're carrying. Now, not all the signs. Some of them are pretty cute, you know, signs about science and all this. And like, I sign for science. I spell science sign, you know, S-E-I-N or S-I-N. You know, the sign wave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know about that.
Yeah. Right.
And so, but when you read what the people are saying, you know, more Newton, less Putin. You know, and that, you know, Trump is an idiot or things like that. So I kind of look at it like that. Well, maybe it's more of a anti-administration march, but I think it also supports science because, you know, frankly, science is so important to the math and science.
Science is important, but science
and art
is headed in a politically motivated direction, I have a problem with.
Well, you know what? Science should just be science, and it should be based on fact and not conjecture. And you know, and I'm not a scientist, but I do know is before you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Before you publish things, it should be based on
peer review.
It should be based on pure logic and experiments. Now, the thing is that when you have to use logarithms, predicting the future is where I start having problems with it, because it's difficult to tell. You know, you can't tell what's in the future. You may have an idea. And I'm talking about, you know, global warming.
Yes.
But, you know, but if you say anything that perhaps this is just a regular, it's getting hot, but this is just another, or warmer, but this is just a regular time in our, you know, in our history or in the time of our world and our Earth,
then you're a bad person.
Oh, you're a heretic.
And then, but more and more people are starting to find things like, well, you falsified that information. And so, you know what, but I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to get into a, I'm not going to get into a debate about with some scientist or pseudoscientist that says, well, this proves this and this and this. Until I go back and I start, okay, well, let me start researching, and that's, and then let's go at it.
You can massage the data to say just about anything.
Anything.
Mark, thank you, Mark Twain.
Yes. There's lies.
Damn lies.
Damn lies.
And there's statistics.
There you go. Okay.
My beloved wife, of course, who is a weather forecaster, says, we're good out to about 14 days with high confidence, so don't tell me what's going to happen in 25 years.
Well, you know, I think somebody said, you know, several, you know, decades, a couple of decades ago, that we were going to be dead because of the ice age was hitting us. You know, I remember that was coming, you know, it was global cooling. And now this. Now, I think we were at this point when they said that the water should already be a foot up to our knees.
Mm-hmm.
So now just quickly here is, we talked about Art Bell already and Arleigh Emery, but Barbara Bush, beloved wife of George Bush,
mm-hmm.
looks like she is kind of, she's in the hospital.
And she's in a palliative mode.
And
now.
She has refused any more medical attention. So that usually when that happens, it means it's.
It's a hospice situation.
Yeah. So, but you said something that was interesting to me. You know, here's Barbara Bush who fought to help people with drugs and all these other things, who I think went through some trials and tribulations herself. But here's a woman that, you know, everybody has thought what a nice lady she
defines
was.
Defines graciousness.
And you said, I wonder if she will be attacked by liberal media. Yeah. And I said immediately, no, they wouldn't do something like that. I mean, they've been out of the public eye for so long. But I wonder now. I wonder if she does pass away.
I think the mainstream will leave her alone, but the bloggers, of course, who have no clue, will go after her.
Okay. Well, anyway. All right. Okay. The Cobblestone Shopping Center. You know, the one that's down there on Hartnell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Hartnell.
That has
been empty since
Langwished. Yes.
Oh, Langwished. Well, they sold it last year for several million dollars. And the new guys have got the Cornerstone Community Bank is moving. And we talk about Cornerstone, or one of our advertisers, is buying a building down there. And they're going to be moving their operations into this building. The other thing about it is that they've got something called Papa Cheese Steaks is also going to be coming in. It's a national, I guess it's a national.
Health food.
Yeah, health food, because it's got, and not only does it have the pizza and the steaks, it's going to have beer and wine. But get this, they have something called the Ripper. You guess what the Ripper is? No, come on. Just say, okay, what do you think the Ripper
what
is?
What is the Ripper?
A Ripper is a deep-fried hot dog. Where have we been that a deep-fried hot dog
is now becoming... This is something you get on a midway.
You know, let's take a look at Shasta County and obesity, all right? And so, you know, we have these places that could... Do we have a salad place?
Does it come on
do
a
we
stick?
Have a salad place in this town? Is there a salad place in this county?
I would love to see a soup and salad place. They have those all over Southern
they have
California.
Them everywhere.
Soup plantation.
They do not have them here. Why? Because we have rippers up here. We have deep-fried hot dogs. And let me tell you, deep-fried hot dogs. You know who loves those, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pete Stiglitz.
Carnival food.
You know what? He said, you know what? He told me one time that he lived on for a whole week of carnival food. He had deep-fried hot dogs, deep-fried broccoli, deep-fried, he had deep-fried tomatoes, deep-fried jalapeno peppers, deep-fried, they call them corn dogs. He had all of this stuff. Pete Stiglitz, you know, but that, you know, that's an Air Force guy. So, anyway, that's coming. But here's the good thing, though, is that the Cobblestone Shopping Center is expanding. And right now, if you and this isn't an ad form, but it did say is that you can get 30% off until they get to be half full of off-market value there. So something to think about because, again, they're expanding. It, yes, even though that it's a Papa Cheesesteaks, it still means that they're expanding and coming back. And, again, the whole, you know, they're going for it. Let's go to the phones here right before we take a break. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. I was just going to share with you, I was at both of the marches on Saturday. And
you marched for guns and for science. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, well, they were at the same location, just the Second Amendment march was first. Uh-huh. And then the people that had the March for Science had the permit to be there for the bulk of the day.
Okay.
But, yeah, there was a sign that, like, you recall the periodic table of elements. There was somebody that had the Kofafe spelled out, that thing. And there were sign-ups for people to voter registration for the Democratic Party candidates. I didn't meander over there, but what I found interesting when I was at the Science March opening, as the speaker was greeting people and telling people what's going on, a very gigantic, large, curve-shaped geoengineering trail hovered above, as well as all of the other pictures. I took about 60 pictures of the sky being pretty much shredded and decimated. And so I just found that very interesting, that while they're doing this March for Science, and they're usually about nothing geoengineering or climate engineering or solar radiation management, they are only about, and this is sponsored by the CCL Climate Change Lobby, and that's about fossil fuel, greenhouse gases, and everything that we can label, quote-unquote, man-made, or it's human-made.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they can tax us and get us with higher energy, carbon taxing, and so forth. So I just want to let people know that when they see CCL, Climate Change Lobby, that is a well-funded group that will make it all completely our trouble, woes, and they're going to get tax and revenue, and they refuse to address the largest element, which is what's raining down on us with the heavy metals and the sprays. I send pictures occasionally. I hope you get them.
Yeah.
Yep. So that for a lot of people, when they see five jets going around at one time in the sky in one frame, it's almost impossible to get one frame with that many jets going on. That is not commercial flight. And I'm sorry, I just don't find it to be water vapor. So just wanted to share. That was my experience on Saturday.
Okay, Lori, thank you very much.
Right. Thanks, Carl.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking to keep your loved ones at home during the trying times, whether it's just been, say they've had a fall or surgery, it doesn't matter what age they are, but if they need some help at home, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. She comes in and does a walkthrough, and it's a free consultation, in-home consultation. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com, or you can give them a call at 226-8350. And Sharon Clark has done so much for our community also, and she has really got a soft spot in her heart for veterans. Anytime she finds a veteran that's an elderly or needs some help, the second thing after she does to start taking care of them is she lets the Shasta County Veteran Service Office know. So, Home Helpers, remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, and wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and at after party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank at Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lane.
Sun going up, down, up, down.
Sunday is Haleakala and St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 on Monday morning here, the 16th of April. And by the way, 16th of April means you've got two more days to put in your taxes, everybody. Yep, they're due. Midnight. They're due midnight tomorrow. Right? Midnight tomorrow, 17th. So, if you've been holding off until then, you might want to get a mail.
Yeah, the post office says don't show up at 11:59 at the outside box and expect to get lucky.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
It will not happen. That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team have been teaching here for 10 years. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, Northern Firearms Instruction, with classes in CCW, tactical rifle, advanced pistol, unarmed combat, all of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Gosh, taxes. Two things. Taxes, death. Well, there's three things. And the Air Force. We have Pete Stiglitz here, Colonel Pete Stiglitz, who I was making fun of earlier, and you didn't even hear it, did you?
No, I didn't. I missed it.
About they're opening up this new place called Cobblestone.
I heard that. The Ripper.
The Ripper. And I said, of course, you thrive on rippers.
You can tell?
Deep fried hot dogs, deep fried. I went to a place called Regent Nord Dakota when I was hunting up there one time. And you go to Regent Nord Dakota, and you have lunch. And lunch was a hamburger on a bun. And everything along with it was like you had deep-fried jalapenos, deep-fried pickles. And I said,
good stuff.
I said, do you have any lettuce or tomato? And the woman looks at me. She goes, what? I said, lettuce or tomato? She goes, oh, no, that's the salad bar tonight that I went. I swear, this is true. You know what? I've got witnesses for this. And I said, oh, okay, thank you very much. Because, so I put, ketchup on it. But deep fried, Nord Dakota, Regent, Nord Dakota, the Cannonball Saloon. If you don't believe me, look it up. So I've got Colonel Pete Stiglitz here, retired, United States Air Force retired. And you all are building a... a monument.
Yeah, it's done. You know, we dedicated it.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah, on Veterans Day last year.
That's right, but you haven't paid for it yet.
No, I know.
How do you do that?
The bills still do.
How do you do that?
I do it on my looks.
It's
man.
The Air Force. You know, are you on one of those? What do they call it? The sequestered. What do they call it? Sequestrin, for the
sequester.
Yeah, pay for the everybody when it came to the sequestration.
So that's kind of how you're doing it, huh? You're betting,
I'm following the federal government's example.
Okay.
Buy now, pay later.
Buy now, pay later.
Actually, Eagle Ironworks, Steve Trammell, the owner over there, Vietnam vet, he really is a great guy and did a great job on it. And we wanted to get it dedicated on Veterans Day last year. So even though we still owe him some money, we went ahead and finished the monument and got it dedicated.
Well, so, you want to help pay this thing off and give this, you know, pay this guy.
Yeah, right, it'd be nice.
A 1,020s of spaghetti. That's how many you need?
Yeah, about 1,020s.
So you need 1,020s.
Yeah, do the math.
That 20,000? No,
that's 20.
$20,000.
$20,000.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's a lot of spaghetti. That's a lot of spaghetti there, buddy.
We'll get there. We're doing fine. I even have some grants that I put in for.
I thought it only cost like $25,000. You know what? You've been raising money for 12 years. You got $5,000.
You know, actually, you know, that price of that monument went from, no kidding, you got to sit down for this. Originally, it was going to be like $500,000, and then I changed it around, and we went all aluminum and stuff, got it down to like $90,000, and then we took off some more stuff, and we got it down to $75,000. So what we owe of that is $20,000. So we paid $55,000 already.
Okay, now let me tell you what the Marine Corps monument is, because everybody probably also, you know what, frankly, we figured, well, everybody knows who the Marine Corps is. Do we really need something there? So we took a look at it, and it's going to be a block of granite. It says just has USMC on it.
Get out of it. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Huh?
It's something like that. It's going to look just like that. And it's going to be simple.
I heard they took the proposal to Sacramento Calvet to get approved.
The Marine Corps?
Yeah.
We just at the Marine Corps at our last Marine
Corps. A block of granite?
It's going to be something like that. It's going to be very simple with just the Eagle Globe and Anchor there. What else do you need?
You know, I'm not surprised. That's the best the Marine Corps could do.
No. It's because we don't need these effete looking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
A block of granite.
A block of granite. Because
there we go.
It's
that says a lot.
It just says, we're here. We know who we are. We do not have to have these grandiose $150,000 monuments.
Okay.
Right. We can pay for ours with a fried hot dog dinner.
Yeah, Ripper dinner.
Okay,
very good.
So support the final $20,000 payoff of the U.S. Air Force Monument. Have you thought about taking like $5,000 going down to Wind River and just, you know,
go to the crap tables,
get permission for $5,000 and roll the dice one time?
I thought about it.
You could do it.
Yeah, my luck, I'd lose.
Well, that's the other part. Okay, no guts, no glory, you know. Hey.
So we got this spaghetti dinner coming up on May the 5th.
Okay.
And we're doing over at Anderson VFW.
Yep.
Starts at 5 o'clock. Tickets you can buy from the Anderson VFW or at the door that night. And we're going to have a great dinner. Ladies of the Classic Cafe, Millie and Kathy, are making the meal again for us.
Wow.
They're coming out of retirement to do that, and everybody knows them and loves their food. And we'll have an auction and raffle. And there's a band I've never heard of. It's called the Old Man Jam Band. I'm giving them a free plug here this morning. I've never heard them, but they're free, and they're going to play and entertain for us.
So the whole thing about it is if they're free.
That's the operative
word.
They've
always got a home at the Air Force.
Capital F-R-E-E.
They always have a home at the Air Force function.
Okay. Beat up on the Air Force morning, huh?
Well, no, you said it. Okay. So you really have to raise the last $20,000. This is going to be one of the fundraisers, I'm sure.
We got a gun raffle going on right now, too, for a Glock, so... Well, I'd be happy to sell you raffle tickets for that at the event as well.
Yeah. I don't shoot Glocks. Saturday, May 5th. Well, I don't, you know.
Saturday, May 5th.
From 5 to 9 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Cost is $20 for adults. Children 7 and under free. How much can they eat? Anyway,
As much as they can.
This is all you can eat place.
But we're not selling Rippers.
Right. Available at the Anderson. You can get your tickets at the Anderson VFW Hall. You can do it. Get it. Office of Steve Skinner at 344 Park Marina Circle, and at the door.
Yep.
So if you have any questions, you can call 365-9650. And Kathy and Millie of the Classic Cafe are going to be the ones doing the cooking.
You bet. Wonderful ladies.
They're wonderful ladies. Yep. And Pete Stiglitz, Pete, you do a lot of things for our community.
I have to come in and talk to you about my community cat care coalition that we formed, nonprofit, take care of all the community cat colonies in the county. That's another topic we'll talk about.
We have a way of doing that.
Oh, yeah.
1,020 spaghetti dinner fundraiser. No, Pete, you've done a lot of things for the community. Dare I say?
Dare I say? Sounds familiar?
And so this is a beautiful monument. It really is. Uh, I,
Nobody will ever come close to matching it. Not even a block of granite.
It looks kind of... Okay, I'm not going to go. You know what? I don't know if it's a block of granite or if it's just a cut stone that is just absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
It's dramatic. Mm. It's stark. It's strong. It's there.
And it's cheap.
There that, no, it's not cheap. It's got nothing to do with cheap. It's got to do with meaning. I mean, look at yours. I mean, you can spend $90,000 on something.
It's beautiful, isn't it, though?
Well, you asking me? Do you really want to know what I think?
No,
like
I don't.
It looks like, well, then don't ask
hey,
me.
Hey, you've got listeners who are Air Force. You know that. Be careful.
Oh, you know what? And I've actually had some of them write to me and go, you know, you shouldn't be so hard in the Air Force. I went,
uh-huh, see?
Oh, okay, Japan. Yeah. Well, got your panties all bunched up?
Not me. I ain't
just
wearing
what
any.
I said. Okay.
Thanks for that insight.
Time to go, huh?
Saturday, May 5th, 2018. If you want some more, it's going to be at the Anderson VFW Hall.
Yeah.
Good luck on this. It is a beautiful monument.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Seriously.
Appreciate the time,
seriously,
guys.
It is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow, One Safe Place is going to join us, and we are going I got a lot of things talking about what's happening in One Safe Place and a number of other things that are going on in our city and our state. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
And community radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You can see their newly remodeled store right up there at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
And I'll keep this...